never known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Greeny from Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a magnificent Monday. Hardee's is introducing the Apocalypse Biscuit. Ham, sausage, crispy bacon piled high on egg with melted cheese. The Apocalypse Biscuit, only at Hardee's, which sponsors our hotline at 648-1051. It is a pleasure to welcome in for the first time on the Hardee's Hotline, Adam Zimmerman, the Vice President of Marketing for the Atlanta Braves. Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, David, and hello, Jay. How are you guys?
We are doing great, and it's hard to believe it's it's the start of May, but this is only the eighth home game for the Braves tonight.
I'm telling you, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've got the Mets in town for four, and then the Cardinals for three. So we've got seven straight games down here at SunTrust Park, but we're excited. I'm looking out my window right now, and the plaza's starting to fill up. So, the guys have been playing well. So hopefully we can get it done here over the next seven games.
All right, I know it's not the world's largest sample size, having played just seven home games so far, but what kind of reviews are you hearing about SunTrust Park?
You know, fans are loving it, and I can't wait for you guys to come down and spend a couple days with us. But, you know, it's a completely new experience here with the Battery Atlanta and SunTrust Park and all the new amenities that we have at SunTrust Park. But then, you know, bars and restaurants and a 4,000-seat arena where we have live music, and it's really magical. People are coming out here. They're making it their own and hanging out and really just having a great time.
All right, if I had to ask you a two-part question here.
Sure.
The thing that you're hearing most is the favorite aspect to the new park, and then the second part would be what is the biggest inconvenience or headache you might have heard so far?
Well, I think what people are enjoying most, and you guys know this, is that this is the first venue that's been built for baseball in Atlanta. You know, Fulton County is where the Braves and the Falcons play, Fulton County Stadium. Turner Field, as you know, is a reconfigured Olympic Stadium. So SunTrust Park, in the words of our soon-to-be Hall of Fame Vice Chairman John Schuerholz, is just the purest park. I mean, people really comment on how close they feel to the action. The players love it, that the fans are right on top of them. The energy has been great. A couple of new things that we've been doing with somebody starting to chop each game. So the energy, I think, is really palpable. So that's what people have really enjoyed. And people have enjoyed, as I said, the amenities that they can come and they can hang out. They can go to some bars and restaurants, or they can just kind of sit outside and see what we've got planned for them and listen to music and so forth. So that's what people have enjoyed.
What about the headache aspect to it, the parking and just the, I mean, there were even, the AJC had, you know, articles, expect some congestion, expect some growing pains with this. What have you experienced from that aspect so far?
Well, you know what, I think with the help of a lot of smart people on the parking front, and that has been, as you've seen subsequently, that had been something people were very fearful of, but with a lot of smart people, with the cooperation of Cobb County and Georgia DOT and our own in-house command center using Waze and using Uber. What's unique about the park, guys, is that we've got 360-degree parking. So if you're coming from Chattanooga down to SunTrust Park, you're going to be directed to the parking lots that are most geographically appropriate for you. So if someone's coming up from the city, they're going to liaise with the park on the south side. So I think the innovation of each parking lot having its own address and then being able to use Waze to navigate you has been huge. We had 18,000 vehicles use Waze on opening day. So using technology, working closely with local and state authorities on parking, knowing that we had to be smart about that. And then also all of the infrastructure that's being built in and around SunTrust Park and up and down 75 is only going to continue to get better over time.
Adam, as a follow-up to that, did the 285 bridge collapse? I know that's not a direct artery to the stadium, but I know it could result in additional traffic on 285. Has that had an effect so far that you can tell?
Well, you know, the whole city has been affected by the 85 bridge collapse, and then we had an incident with 20 westbound. So,
right.
Yeah, infrastructure in Atlanta over the last couple of months has been something else. But, you know, they've been working very diligently to get that up to speed. But, the whole metropolitan area has been affected by the 85 bridge collapse.
You're listening to Atlanta Braves Vice President of Marketing Adam Zimmerman here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Adam, I was there Friday night, actually. It's a wonderful...
Thank you.
Yeah, no, the Billy Joel concert was great. It's a wonderful facility. But I need to ask you this. The traffic of humanity, how excited are you for all of the Battery to be open compared to what you're having to deal with now?
You know, the Battery continues to open. And so each new homestand, we're having more and more things open and starting to really learn some patterns. That, as you know, was the first concert that was ever done here. We had 37,000 people, and we've learned a lot, and we'll be ready for Metallica when they come to town. We've had other acts want to contact us. But yeah, the Battery continues to flex its muscle, more things being open. And we're learning each and every day.
Because there was just a huge crush of folks.
Yeah.
All of us there 2 hours early, and they're only, by my count, there were only four places open outside of the park, and of course they were all overwhelmed. And the takeaway I have, tell me if you agree or disagree with this and why or why not. Come August, when everybody's opening their doors to this thing, this is going to be as good a park as there is right now, but the growing pains getting there, I'm not going to say they're painful, but it is going to be a process. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a new neighborhood. I mean, you've been here, and people are coming out here for the first time, and it's, as you know, it's 65 acres that are being developed here. And things are opening, and when they open, I mean, I don't know if you had a chance to pop into to Todd English, the new tavern that just opened on the night of Billy Joel. That's brand new and open. You know, PBR Atlanta is going to be opening here soon. So Live at the Battery. So all these bars and restaurants are opening in each week. And then we have more control when it's our event. So during Braves games, we have vendors out in the plaza area, and so we didn't have as much control on the Billy Joel show because that's not 100% our event like a Braves game is.
Right.
But yeah, we're continuing to learn and add resources and get a tremendous amount of additional interest because people are coming out here and seeing what you're seeing, which is, wow, people love coming here. They love hanging out, and we're going to continue to give them what they want.
You touched on the first one, which it struck me sitting in my seat as a baseball junkie. I watched the concert, and in moments I would look around and go, this is going to be a great place to watch a baseball game. Now, the second thing I took away is the waterfall and the interactive place on the concourse is staggering. If I take those two things off the board, what is your favorite part of the park?
Oh, great question. You know what? Did you get over to Monument Garden?
I did.
Yeah. So next time what I love about it and people that have come here a couple times is I like to think about it like there's little neighborhoods here. Because we've got spots like you can go to Monument Garden and see the knee brace that Sid Bream, you know, wore when he slid. You can obviously see the Hank Aaron statue. You can see the World Series trophy, and all of that is now out in open air inside the park, which is a really cool, architecturally really beautiful place. Below the chop, so you saw when you came here, you know, now we have a three-story chop house. We've got the upstairs patio and the main bar. Well, there's a part of the chop house that's called Below the Chop, where probably like our grandfathers and great-grandfathers did, you can lean up against a chain-link fence and actually look out into the outfield. And that's a favorite spot of mine. The Hope and Wills, where we have the zip line and all sort of the interactive games for kids, is really fun. And then the lounge up top, the Xfinity Lounge, open air where you've got cabanas and TVs, and it's a really cool view of the skyline. That's a great little spot as well.
You're listening to Adam Zimmerman, the Vice President of Marketing for the Atlanta Braves, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Adam, was there a park that I know SunTrust has aspects that are very unique and all of its own, but is there a park that through this process you guys kind of emulated the most?
No, I think what the architects did is we had some things that were mandatory. And, you know, John Schuerholz was intimately involved in this as a baseball purist, as you guys know that he is. We also took into account Chattanooga, like Atlanta, right? It gets a little hot in the summer. So, you know, we have awnings, which you probably noticed when you came here, that we were really thinking about how we can provide maximum comfort in the summer months. And then what were different aspects of parks that people loved, and how could we borrow some of those aspects for SunTrust? So there was a lot of thought, a lot of scouting that went into it, a lot of forethought of what we wanted to create for our fans, for our players. And I think would love to host you guys. The amenities that we have for the players is really something else as well. But what do fans tell us they want? But most importantly, what can we put out there that fans didn't even know they want, which they're going to come and love?
Adam, I read this too. I thought this was very interesting. Through the first 17 telecasts this year on Fox Sports South and Fox Sports Southeast, Braves telecasts are up 64%
yeah.
in the Atlanta market, Atlanta TV yep. market, going from a 1.4 to a 2.3. Has that yep. shocked you guys?
No, you know what? This is a team that people are really rooting for. It's a great group of guys. And you know, you followed the Braves for a long time, and that's a testament to Terry McGuirk and John Schuerholz and what they built. Just a great character group of guys. So people are coming out here and rooting for them. They like each other. You know, they're competitive. They're in every game. People are really rooting for him. You can feel it. You can really feel it. And the guys are feeding off the energy.
All right, Adam, when we have guests like you on, we love to put you through a rapid fire. Just first thing off the top of the head in closing. Ready to play?
Hey, and I love Chattanooga, too. I was just up there. You know, David, I was just up there.
I know. I'm sorry that lightning struck. We would love to have you in studio because, yeah, that was a bummer. All right.
I went and saw my boy Jason Isbell over at Track 29. So, you know. That was a lot of fun.
There you go. All right, you ready to play? Here we go. Who is your go-to Braves player that you find to be the most accommodating if you need some kind of pitch?
Oh, let's see. That's a good one. I would say Dansby Swanson.
If you had to have Don Sutton's hair or be bald, what is your choice?
Oof. You know what? I'm already halfway home on the ball, so I'll continue with what I got.
All right, Turner Field was only a 20-year park. Will this double that?
Yes.
How ingenious and underrated is the cool seat facility feature in this ballpark?
Oh, that's unbelievable. You know, and the cold chillers as well, right? You've heard about that,
right.
Where you can keep your beverage cold. That's pretty genius. I wish I'd come up with that one. I can't claim it, but that's a great one.
Your favorite park before SunTrust Park?
Oh, Fenway.
Were you the last kid alphabetically in every one of your classes?
No. No, I had a guy named Don Zondervan, Z-O-N, that beat me. Yeah.
Do the Braves pull out a winning season this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Playoffs.
Playoffs, baby.
All right.
Adam, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having me on. You know, Chattanooga is important to us, guys. You know, we just encourage your listeners to come down and visit us. We're having a lot of fun down here. We're going to be more frequent visitors for you. I really, really appreciate you having me on this afternoon, and hopefully we can do it again.
That sounds great. We're getting a lot of feedback already, a lot of positive feedback for carrying the Braves. So it's been a whole lot of fun. I hope this is a partnership that lasts a long, long time. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Adam Zimmerman, the Vice President of Marketing for the Atlanta Braves, joining us on the Hardee's Hotline. We'll reopen that, 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.